tell me, how did you get started and what was your pathway to this position?
My major in college, and I went to school at Bentley, which is out in near Boston, was accounting and MIS. And so really did my internships, went to school, and then right away went to work for a big, in that time frame, it was the Big Eight accounting firm, was an international accounting firm. Did that, and then left public accounting to go into internal audit for a company called MassMutual. So I was working in that corridor in Boston and Hartford, a lot of insurance companies. So really focused in insurance. I met my former husband, and he was in the Navy, and I moved to Hawaii and got my MBA there and my CPA, and we relocated to New London, Connecticut. And I answered an ad for a head of internal audit for a company that was called MPGE that happened to be the Mashantucket Pequot Gaming Enterprise, which is, as everyone knows, Foxwoods.
Okay.
And I was there for 8 years, and in that 8-year time frame, I went from internal audit to finance to IT, back as an executive director of finance, and saw the company go from about 2,000 employees to 10,000 employees. And I got recruited to join one of the world's largest gaming companies, which is now Caesars. At that time, it was Harrah's. And I've been in gaming now 27 years.
I mean, there's a lot of accounting that goes into gaming, but when you think of gaming and the excitement and all that, when you think of accounting in the books and looking at the numbers and so forth, you must be left brain and right brained.
And I don't know if you've ever heard of Emergenetics. It's where they measure, you know, are you blue, yellow, red, or green? And I'm actually equally on all those quadrants. So I probably do have a level of uniqueness in how I process. And I think most of the time the feedback I get are people meet me and don't expect that I would say I was an accounting major or a CPA.
So how did you go from Caesars to Niagara Falls?
A roundabout way. So I was with the Harrah's organization for 6 years, then joined MGM for a couple years, and then I actually went back to Massachusetts, where I'm from, and taught at UMass for a couple years, a little bit of a sabbatical, and rejoined Harrah's down in Atlantic City. And at that time, they had been acquired by private equity. They had actually acquired Caesars and then changed their name to Caesars. So did all that. And I got recruited in 2012 to be the CEO of the Mississippi Band of Choctaws operations, which is called Pearl River Resort in Mississippi. And I was there for 3.5 years and then was recruited to go to another tribal entity in Santa Barbara area, and then was recruited to come here in Buffalo. And very, very happy to be back in the Northeast. Feels like home. And very pleased to be part of this organization.